on the phone is Zola Manjati, the head of cemeteries and crematoria at Johannesburg City Parks and Zoos. Zola, thank you for talking to me on Chai FM this afternoon.
Good afternoon to you and the listeners.
Zola, I never ever thought I would be talking to anybody about this subject, because I never in my life thought that we would be running out of burial space in a city as large and as sprawling as Johannesburg. But apparently that's the case, and we are.
Yes, burial space is an issue within South Africa, not only city of Johannesburg. Currently, Johannesburg has 42 cemeteries, which 37 are passive, meaning they are closed. We are only doing reopens on those cemeteries. And then we have 5 cemeteries, and West Park is getting to full capacity within a month or two, and it will be closed. Last financial year in June, we opened up a new small cemetery in Hamburg. However, the issue of burial space...
In where?
In Hamburg, Rodeport.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
Yes. The issue of burial space in Johannesburg, we still have space for the next 30 to 40 years, but we have to do something about it, because within the next 10 to 15 years, there's going to be more traffic congestion leading to cemeteries, and also the setup is going to be unbearable and very close to each other, so it's not going to be dignified. So we need to look into expansion of our cemeteries.
Zola, besides expansion, I would imagine Jewish community and Islamic community, and I would imagine other communities excluded, there are probably different ways of doing things as well. Are you looking to viable alternatives?
Yes. Currently, we are doing reopens and also cremations. We are seeing an increase in cremations year on year now across all denominations and other ethnic groups. We are seeing an uptick in acceptance of cremations. So the number of cremations now is growing. It's just like the same as reopens. Reopens now are constituting about 30% of our yearly burials, as compared to 10 years ago. There's a lot of increase they have rooted now. They have become a norm, and we are hoping that this will filter through also to cremations.
It's interesting, because in a community such as mine, I mean, that's definitely not going to fly. It's forbidden. It's culturally unacceptable. Going to have to be inventive and creative and really look at different solutions. I'm just thinking of various trips I've been on overseas and seen different styles of burial. For example, in Italy, they actually stack bodies on top of each other. They're buried in sort of walls. In China, they're buildings that are full of urns. There are a whole lot of very different ways of doing things. Are those solutions being looked at in South Africa?
Yes, especially here within the city of Johannesburg. We call them mausoleums or above ground burials. We do have them at West Park and also at Panorama, but they also moving at a low pace. We still need to do more education and awareness to the public about them, that they are also safe and sustainable. With these countries that you just mentioned, they also went for above burials because of shortage of space. If you build a cemetery for traditional burials, that cemetery is going to be there forever. Like now, Braamfontein Cemetery, the first cemetery in Johannesburg in 1888, is about 137 years old now, and we are still maintaining it's a heritage site. But the point I'm trying to get across is that the cemetery, once it's there, it will be there forever.
No, I hear you loud and clear. There's just two more aspects of this that I'd like to touch on. The one is the issue of safety. Clearly, it's very important for families to go and pay respects at graves. Are you guys responsible for the safety of the facilities as well, besides just the general upkeep?
Yes, we are also responsible for the safety of our facilities. Currently, we have park rangers that are patrolling our cemeteries, but they are not equipped to enforce the bylaw. We are working on that, and we have a bylaw now circulating for public participation up until the end of September, where we will now collate all the information that we're getting to the public and take it into consideration. But yes, our park rangers are patrolling our cemeteries, and we'll be able to enforce the bylaw very soon, just like JMPD does.
And then apparently this is a Joburg-specific problem, or maybe it's not, maybe it's more widespread, but apparently due to climate change, increased rains, there's been all sorts of issues with subsidence. Is that something that you're contending with as well?
Yes, Joburg is a summer rain area. When we have heavy rains, newly dug graves tend to sink when the soil is compacting. So we usually issue a communication to the public that they must come and look at their graves, and then they must we bring closer the soil so that they can refill their graves. But for those who cannot come, if they ask us to do it, then we do it. Or else, even without the permission of the grave owners, we do fix them if it becomes inhumane to leave the grave to a sunken depth. So we have to react on that one. Yes, the reason we call to the public to come and fix them, sometimes people tend to think we have tampered with their graves. So we want to give them assurance that we are not tampering with their graves. We are just fixing the problems.
Asola Manjati, the head of cemeteries and crematoria at Johannesburg City Parks and Zoos. Thanks for talking to me this afternoon.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.